Coverage of the first round starts in 5 Live Breakfast.
Several streets are sealed off in the town of Tipton in the West Midlands after reports of a loud bang near a mosque there. We can talk to Steve Herman, who's a reporter at the scene. What are the police saying, Steve?
Well, the police at the moment, all the details they've given us is that a loud blast was heard at 1:06 this afternoon. We believe it was near the car park of the central Jamia Mosque. I'm about a few hundred yards away from the scene at the moment because, as you can understand, and as you just said, several roads closed off. It's very difficult to get in and out of Tipton at the moment. There's quite a lot of traffic backing up. You may have just heard the police helicopter whirring above here, and there's a police van and a police car in the middle of the road. Literally 2 minutes ago as well, the bomb disposal squad went by. There has been reports of nails and debris being found on the road here in Tipton, and of course you can understand all the cordons.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM
95.6.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Steve Herman. The Duchess of Cambridge is said to be doing well after giving birth to a baby boy.
The first born of the Royal Highness, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. The third in line to the throne.
A town crier announced the arrival outside St Mary's Hospital in West London around an hour and a half ago. He hasn't got a name yet, but we do know that he weighed 8 pounds 6 ounces and was born at 4:24 this afternoon. Kate had arrived at the private Lindo wing with Prince William at around 6 o'clock this morning. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has congratulated the couple on their new arrival outside 10 Downing Street.
It's wonderful news from St Mary's Paddington, and I'm sure that right across the country, and indeed right across the Commonwealth, people will be celebrating and wishing the royal couple well. And they can know that a proud nation is celebrating with a very proud and happy couple tonight.
Well, a spokesman for Buckingham Palace has said the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are delighted by the news, while Prince Charles says he's overjoyed at the arrival of his first grandchild. And as you heard from Mark a few moments ago, Prince William has also...
And last year, BBC WM went out to Sedgley, where they were having a few problems with antisocial behaviour. So we sent our reporter Steve Herman back there to see what's changed and what it's like now. And he spoke to James Ralph whilst James was walking his dog on the Sedgley Beacon. And he said that there are big problems around there.
Pretty bad. I mean, it's not the best up here. If you go and have a look by the benches, the glass and the cans, I bring the dog up pretty late at night, and there's gangs of kids up here all the time, so it's even the best.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, it's like you say, beautiful views, such a beautiful area. It's a shame that it's blighted by that.
It's not looked after, is it, really?
No. They need to get somebody up here to pick the litter up. It'd be a lot nicer without the litter and the cans of beer, and then there's glue. Glue stuff down in the woods, all the aerosol cans where they've been sniffing. It's not the best at all, but if they could clean it up, really nice place.
Some news just in. Two Eastern European men aged 22 and 25 have been arrested today in connection with the explosion near the Aisha Mosque in Warsaw on the 21st of June. Our reporter Steve Herman is with me in the studio with an update. So what do we know at the moment?
Well, what we know is that they were arrested just before 3 o'clock today, like you said, 25 and 22, both Eastern European. This is in connection with the Aisha Mosque in the Karma area of Warsaw back on the 21st of June. A small blast was heard by residents in that area on the Friday night, just after Friday prayers. The device itself, it actually wasn't discovered until the Saturday morning, and nobody was injured.
Bell out for 25 and Jonathan Trott from Warwickshire out for 48 as well. That was a bit disappointing, but you've been here all day. You're going to stick it out for the rest of the day?
Yeah, and all for the rest of the 5 days, I think.
They're going to stay camped here at the walkabout. Hustle and bustle at the moment. Good atmosphere. Good burgers as well, I've just seen go past. Might have to go and grab one, Frank C.
Well, am I not surprised at that? Steve, thank you. We'll be back with you.